And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for June 1986. And on the side of the cassette, we're going to take a look at the domestic DX Digest, the all-new FM DX Digest. We're going to have John Bucker's travelogue, and I'm going to pass along some addresses and telephone numbers to you about people associated with the National Radio Club, DX News, and the DX Audio Service. First of all, I should let you know that I'm going to be reading this edition of the FM DX Digest. It seems that Ernie Cooper has taken off on vacation down in the Caribbean. We haven't had a chance to make connections with him regarding what to do with the FM DX Digest. So until we make those arrangements, I'll be reading it to you. Sorry about that, folks. Now, let's get on with the addresses and telephone numbers. From time to time, you might want to contact someone at the National Radio Club or contribute information to the National Radio Club's DX News or the DX Audio Service. And here's some of the people that you need to contact. First of all, if you'd like to talk to headquarters, the headquarters for the National Radio Club and DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club, is located in Cambridge, Wisconsin. Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, is the editor for DX News, and his wife, Sue, is the assistant editor. The address is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. The address is area code 608-423-4159. No collect calls will be accepted. If you'd like to write to me here at the DX Audio Service or call, my address is 706 McKenzie. That's spelled M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. My telephone number is area code 419-224-1335, and no collect calls will be accepted. And also, I'd ask that you call between 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because we have a new baby in the household here, and also I get up very, very early in the morning to go to work. Some of the other folks you might want to get in touch with is Jerry Starr, who's in charge of the AM switch column and also in charge of the station addresses. Jerry can be contacted at WHOT Radio in Youngstown, Ohio. The address is 401 North Blaine, B-L-A-I-N-E, Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, 44505. If you have any information on stations making changes, you might want to give Jerry a letter or drop him a little note or something. And that goes also for if you find out that a radio station has changed their mailing address. And drop Jerry a note regarding that so we can update the files on the different radio stations. Now, who to write to in charge of formats? That's Tony Fitzherbert's job. And Tony is also in charge of the station's profile column. And that's where Tony takes a look at a radio station and lets us know all the juicy tidbits and the history about the station. You can write to Tony at 356 Jackman Avenue, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06430. And as far as the formats column goes, if you hear about a radio station, AM station, changing their format, just drop Tony a letter and let him know what the station call sign is and what the city of license is and what they were and what they are now. If you collect QSL cards and would like to update your file of who signs those QSL cards and who to send your letters to, you need to get that information to Wayne Heinen. And the name might sound familiar. Well, Wayne is the host of AM Interlude on HCJB on Saturday nights. Wayne's last name is spelled H-E-I-N-E-N. And Wayne's address is 4131 South Andes, A-N-D-E-S, Way, Aurora, Colorado, 80013. And if you know of somebody who signs the letters or QSL cards, drop Wayne a letter and let him know what station it is and who that person is. If you'd like to contribute information to the domestic DX Digest, we have two editors on the AM side. On the East Coast, it's Dave Schmidt. His last name is spelled S-C-H-M-I-D-T. His address is 42 Chelwine, C-H-E-L-W-Y-N-N-E Road, Castle Hills, Newcastle, Delaware. Zip code is 19720. Dave's telephone number is area code 302-323-0338. No collect calls will be accepted. And if the name sounds familiar, Dave is in charge of this year's National Radio Club Convention out in Delaware. And if you'd like to give Dave a call and ask him some questions, you can call him at that telephone number. Now, if you live on the west side of the Mississippi River, the person you have to get in touch with regarding the Domestic DX Digest is the West Editor, and that is Nancy Hardy. Her address is 2301 Pacific Avenue, Aberdeen, Washington, 98520. Now, in charge of the FM DX Digest is Ernie Cooper, or Ernest R. Cooper. His address is 5 Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Street, Provincetown, P-R-O-V-I-N-C-E-T-O-W-N, one word, Rhode Island, 02657. And, of course, that is a brand new column here to DX News and also to the DX Audio Service. If you have some information regarding stations carrying local sports, as in like Cincinnati Bengals or Seattle Mariners, Cleveland Indians, Philadelphia Phillies, you might want to drop this information to Barry Finkel. Barry is in charge of the Sports Networks column, and you can write to Barry at 10314 South Oakley, O-A-K-L-E-Y Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, and the zip code is 60643. Phil Wayne is in charge of Market Scope, where we take a look at different markets and get to hear some air checks from those markets. If you'd like to make some suggestions on different markets that you'd like to hear, or perhaps just make some comments on some of the programs that he's done in the past, you can write to Phil at 4915 Heather Downs, H-E-A-T-H-E-R-D-O-W-N-S. And it's apartment 6, Toledo, Ohio, 436-14. Now, Mr. John Bowker, who's in charge of the travelogues, and you can reach John at 14 Canoe Brook Drive, and that's separate words, Canoe Brook Drive, Princeton Junction, New Jersey, and the zip code is 18550. And that's just some of the people you can contact regarding the DX Audio Service, DX News, and the National Radio Club. And speaking of John, let's give a listen to this month's travelogue with John Bowker.
Well, Fred, as you very well know as an experienced broadcaster, one of the highlights of the season is the annual Spring National Association of Broadcasters show. They call it the NAB show. And this year, in 1986, it was held a couple of months ago in Dallas, Texas. And I was fortunate enough to be on their program. I actually gave a paper down there. So when I was in Dallas for 2 days, I had an opportunity to have a radio with me and make a few recordings right there in the hotel room. As a matter of fact, we stayed out at the airport, and the reception of some of the Dallas stations at the airport is not all that good. If you recall, the airport is halfway from Dallas to Fort Worth and quite north of the straight line joining those two cities. So, anyway, here is our travelogue, and for those of you who haven't been in Dallas, Texas, live a little.
We'll be back with more of the Ed Bush Talk Show after the news on Talk Radio 1190, KLIF, Dallas, Fort Worth.
NBC News, I'm Cliff Barrett.
This is the music of your life. The new sound of 1310 KAAM, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Briefing the Allies on our intentions with Libya and making history in the Eternal City. With Mutual News, I'm Eric Smallwood.
20 to 30 miles an hour right now. Partly cloudy, 60 degrees at News Radio 1080. Marshall Loeb talks about how to find the right neighborhood for your new home. Your dollars this morning at 10:25 on News Radio 1080 KRLD, Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm Phil Adler at 7 o'clock.
With the 6th Fleet nearby, Libya denounces terrorism.
KVIX Highland Park.
And on KVIL-FM, Highland Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Half a minute past 7 o'clock, we have early sunshine after the rain and watches of the night.
This is KSKY Dallas, Texas, 660 on your radio. Here at KWFT, we're at 53 degrees, relative humidity of 47%, winds north at 12, and the barometer rising at 30.09. That's news and weather. Lonnie Padron reporting.
This is KWFT in Wichita Falls.
CBS News, this is Charles Osgood.
Standing the test of time, the classic rock and roll legends live on AM stereo. 570 K-Rocks, KRQX, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Thank you.
ABC News, I'm Don Ross.
Ann Murray on 870 KFJZ, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Willie Mitchell, the boss man of the blues, on your community radio station, KKDX.
Say hello to me.
72 at the airport, 71 at News Radio 1080, where AccuWeather watches the weather for you 24 hours a day. And with the Weather Analysis Computer System, you get the most advanced, reliable forecast anywhere with AccuWeather on KRLD Dallas-Fort Worth, 5 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Mercy River Boys on Love 1040, KPBC, 3 after 5 o'clock. The Bill Dennis Broadcasting Company, brought to you in part this hour by Bill Wesson Insurance. Where you're not a policy, you're a person.
That time of year again when severe weather can threaten North Texas. That's why you need to stay tuned to AM 1440, KDNT, Denton, Louisville, for the latest in weather information.
You're listening to Faith, 1540 KMIA, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Well, that's a pretty good sample, I think you'll agree, Fred, of some stations in one little narrow corner deep in the heart of the Lone Star State, Dallas. Maybe if I go back, we can get some more stations from Fort Worth co-IDing with Dallas and Denton and all the others. That was a lot of fun down there at the NAB show, seeing all the equipment and picking up bumper stickers and everything else. I wonder if any of our listeners are going to ever have a chance to get down there and just absorb some of the atmosphere. It's an exciting time at the NAB show. Next month on the DX Audio Service Travelogue, we'll have another area of this country. And if you'd like to have any particular area featured, why don't you let us know here at the DX Audio Service? We'd like to be responsive to your interests, too. I'm John Bowker for the DX Audio Service Travelogue.
It's time now for the Domestic DX Digest column, which is edited by Mr. Dave Schmidt on the East Coast and Nancy Hardy on the West Coast. Let's start off this edition of the column with DX tests. And with these tests, I'd like to remind you that these were stations which we announced on our CPC tests programs back, that would have been in February and March. And lo and behold, these stations did test, and a lot of people did pick up a few extra stations in their log. So it does bear some importance listening to the CPC column as far as when these stations will test. First station to report on is on 7:30, and that was KURL in Billings, Montana. John Rieger, who lives in West Allis, I believe it's A-L-L-I-S, Wisconsin, who has a R-70 receiver and a Kowalski loop, says that he did hear the station on 331 at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was poor, but clear with the code and voice IDs. He said, though, it quickly faded. Our own Jerry Starr said that he didn't try for it. He verified it back on 21880 when the frequency was still clear. Well, sorry about that, Jerry. 730 doesn't seem too clear. And here in my locale, if the local daytimer WJYM is on the air, gee, Jerry, I can't hear a darn thing. John Malinke says that on 331, not heard again. All he could hear on that frequency was CKAC and CHYR. CHYR is the station that we told you about on It must have been almost a year and a half ago. Well, a year ago, I should say, 6 months ago. CHYR transmits on the nighttime frequency of 7:30, and the daytime, they're on 7:10. So they kind of screw up the channel with their night broadcast there. CHYR, and it used to be CHIR at night. Now it's called Cheer 7. Anyways, getting on with the DX test, Wendell Ford, who lives in Westville, Indiana, has an ICF 2010. And Wendell said that tried, but no dice. All he could hear was CKAC, some Spanish, and WGN 720 splash. According to Don Voorhees out of Oswego, New York, who has a DX300 and a long wire, he says that he didn't hear them at all. He tried, but he says all he heard was CKAC at top CJNR. Well, CJNR is another station which kind of boogers up the channel at sometimes. On 920, WGHQ in Kingston, New York, was testing back on 4-7. And according to, let me get the name right here, Marshall Lilly out of Erie, Pennsylvania, who has an SA-120 receiver, he says that between 1 and 1:30 it was poor, fair, and was underneath WMNI in Columbus, Ohio. According to Andy Rugg, he says he heard the test tone through CKCY and a unID'd talk station. It was fair at 0130 with an ID. John Malinke says that between 59 minutes past the hour and 0150, it was excellent with test tones, IDs, with CFLS and an unID'd station underneath them. And finally, our last DXer on that frequency was Wendell Ford out of Westville, Indiana. And he reports hearing just barely the test tone in an ID with a female voice. Now, I wonder if that's Laura that was doing that ID. Perhaps we'll find out on the next edition. On 1530, KPCR, getting my call letters mixed up, almost put them up in the frozen north there. KPCR out of Bowling Green, Missouri, tested back on March the 31st from 3 o'clock to 3:03, poor with fair and repeated voice and code IDs. No WCKY, and that was according to Don Voorhees out of Oswego, New York, who happens to hear WCKY an awful lot, obviously, being in close proximity to that station in Cincinnati, Ohio. Andy Rugg says, not heard. Didn't hear a trace of them. On 3:31 from 0250 to 0430, very good at times with some WWKB 1520 and KXEL 1540 splash with comedy records, mentions of calls from Jim Wallace, Bigley, etc., address, studio information, time checks, and they're still on at 5 o'clock. The last ET was done at 73. That was according to John Malicki down in Pennsylvania. And I should look up real quick on my little cheat sheet. John runs a Super Radio 2 for a receiver down there. And according to Jerry Starr, from 3:01 to 0431, it was poor to fair with some comedy cuts, code, voice IDs, mentions of calls from John Malicki, and... Boy, he didn't think he'd have a good chance of hearing it. I'm sorry, I made that. I missed that up there. That was actually from Wendell Ford out of Westville, Indiana. And Jerry Starr says, ditto. I didn't think we'd really have a chance of hearing this one. Anyways, let's get on with some of the special comments. These are stations that happen to change call letters or have done something different. First off, on 690 WJAX in Jacksonville, Florida, on 4-4 from 1850, it was good under WZAP with ads, ID, and that is the XWAPE, the Big Ape, down in Jacksonville. 820 WCZE, Chicago, Illinois, was noted on 4-8 from 1930 to 2100, noted with MOR Music, Cozy Radio slogan, and that was underneath WBAP and the mess. That is the XWAIT, as of course reported by Wendell Ford. That changed back on 4-7 per a newspaper item. on 920 CKCY in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Per reports above, an actual reception on 418 at 450. This station is still on this frequency, as reported by Dave Schmidt. CKCY is supposed to move to 540 kilohertz. CKCY in Sault Ste. Marie, and if I remember right, the pattern for that station is supposed to blow it pretty well just northern. So might not be too good of a chance to hear it down here toward the south. 1010 WYST in Baltimore, Maryland. They're scheduled to test between 6 o'clock and midnight, 0600 to 0100 Eastern Time, I should say, with 500 watts, 1,000. 26 watts, believe it or not, U1, that's per the CE. Dave Schmidt heard them. 1030 WBZB in Indian Head, Maryland, was heard by Dave Schmidt on 415 from 1820 to 1900. Blocked religious programs, weak and fair within the WBZ null. Quick sign-off with no mention of any type. Just boom, right off the air, I guess. At 1100, WKYR in Wells River, Vermont, was heard heard by, if I'm looking here on my sheet correctly, Mark DiLorenzo, if I'm pronouncing his name right, who lives in Hyannis, Massachusetts, and he has a car radio for a DX receiver, and heard WKYR in Wells River. Excellent over WHLI at 1726 to 1730 with local news, ID, and it dueled with Woodsville in New Hampshire, X1490. And according to the Wiz up there in Connecticut, he says ditto on that report, heard the same thing. 1260 WCRT in Birmingham, Alabama, was heard back on 317 at 1900. Fair with their sign-off. Some WEMP 1250 Splash still not using their Homewood location, and that is according to John Rieger up in Wisconsin, who uses that R70 receiver. 1320 WANI in Richmond, Virginia, was heard back on 43 from 1758 to 1802. Excellent through the WJAS, local news and PSA, Richmond area weather, and possible CNN News big band music. That's the XWRJY, according to John Blicky in Pennsylvania. Here's something that's interesting, and that is WTRW on 1590 in Twin Rivers, Wisconsin. The station had been silent for about 3 months. It's now in receivership, and that is according to John Rieger in Wisconsin. Also, WUSJ in Johnson City, Tennessee, that was noted back on 421 at 2 o'clock, noted with some IDs. Country Western Music, that's the SXWJSO FM simulcast that was recently changed to WJSO FM, and that's per Dave Starr. Here's some information from the West column that we'd like to pass along to you before we get into the FM material. First of all, on 770 KXA in Seattle, Washington, on 321, station is silent, pending a transmitter move, new owner, and worst of all, a call letter change. Yes, that three-letter call is going away. It's still silent as of 414, and that is according to Keith Ferguson up in Washington, who uses a state of Washington, which uses a SX62 receiver and a long wire antenna. 1210 KPRZ in San Marcos, California, was heard on 321 with an ET at 1730 with gospel music and ID. Apparently, the first day was 323. It runs canned religious programs, having some problems with their transmitter the first couple of days as occasions of dead air. And that is according to Dan Seedy of Escanitas, California. 1440 KPRO in Riverside, California. That appears to have gone silent once again. That was tried for back on 321. And according to Les Carpenter in El Toro, California, he says he couldn't hear anything, so he assumes the station is silent and hasn't heard from it in several days. 1550 KRPN in West Valley City, Utah, KKHI was briefly off back on 322 from 4:15 to 4:30 in the morning. Heard the Solid Gold Weekend ID, and at 4:30 was WKRP. What? Okay, that was under KXEX. KKHI was back on at 04:31, and that report was from Don Klasky in San Francisco. Here's a DX test, which we should pass on to you, that it bears some importance, and that is KURL. 7:30 in Billings, Montana, was heard on the West Coast, and that was picked up by Dan Bartek Jr., who lives in Wahoo, Nebraska, uses a medium-wave DX2 phaser system and a 1,000-foot-long beverage antenna. Says he heard it equal to CKLG with Morse code, voice IDs. And says the test tones and voice IDs came through just fine. And he also passes along a note, says, thank you, Wayne, for arranging that test. Well, we'll be back with a look at the FM column right after we ID this here radio station.
This concludes the classical music portion of today's program schedule on WWFM. We invite you now to stay tuned for swing music and jazz until midnight on WWFM Trenton, 89.1 on your dial, a service from Mercer County Community College.
Well, now it's time to take a look at the FM DX Digest, written by Ernie Cooper out of 5 Anthony Street, Provincetown, Rhode Island. And Ernie writes, well, what do you know? This is no April Fool's Day hangover. It's the real thing. Yes, in the spring and summer issues, we'll now have an FM column. Since this has just been decided upon and since I'm about ready to go on vacation, I'll include some of my own recent DX here. But please send in your catches in this method, the frequency followed by the call letters, state, city of license, time heard, and then the programming details. And of course, be sure to let us know who you are so we can include your name here in the FM DX Digest. Also, if you would, right after the frequency, put one of these letters, depending upon how you happen to catch the station. A for Aurora, E for E-Skip, M for Meteor Scatter, T for Tropospheric Conditions, and he says, let's all sing the Star Spangled Banner, okay? The afternoon and evening of April 1st saw a heavy fog moving up the coast, and by dawn it was very heavy here in Provincetown, and for the first try around at 9:30, I noted some reception toward the Maritimes after all the coastal stuff down to Tidewater. This was an early season unexpected treat. And what did Ernie happen to hear? Starting at the bottom of the dial, 88.5 tropospheric condition, WAMU in Washington, D.C. was heard at 2203 with news. Two previous reports to the station have gone unanswered, so obviously they don't QSL. 88.9 WJMJ out of Hartford, Connecticut was heard with symphonic music at 2129. At 89.3 on the dial, WPFW in Washington, D.C. was heard with PSA stuff, like WAMU above, but has not replied to two other earlier reports. And that again was on 4-1 at 2101. At 89.5, WHRO in Norfolk, Virginia was heard from 2025 to 2047 with classical music, and it was a solid copy. 90.1 WTRI was heard in out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, noted with in passing, and that was again heard on 4-1. In fact, all these were heard either on 4-1 or 4-2. 93.5 CJLS-FM, our Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, was heard at 1636 till 1652. It faded out. Their adult contemporary simulcasting their AM on 1340. They also verified. How about that? Moving up the dial to 103.1 WBEY in Graysonville, Maryland, was heard with rock music, frequent weather reports, and mentions also of Easton and Annapolis. And that was heard at 2250 to 2321. At 104.5 of the dial, WNVZ out of Norfolk, Virginia, was heard with the slogan of Z104, a lot of Z104 mentions, and rock music that was heard from 1657 to 1707. At 104.3, CFRQ in Dartmouth, Halifax, Nova Scotia, had a great signal with wild rock music mostly, and many mentions of Q104 FM. Never did hear their true call letters. What, a Canadian not really IDing? Come on, Ernie. We know that better. That was from 9:38 to 10:26. I guess that falls in the same category as Cheer Radio identifying themselves as Cheer 7 Canada. Nice ID, guys. 106.5 WRFK in Richmond, Virginia. Tentatively heard with classical music. It faded out just before the ID time. A report was sent in just in hopes that it was that station. 106.3 WNCK, Ottawa-Winsocket, Rhode Island. That's the XWNEF. They went by the slogan of Wink FM, their adult contemporary. Many mentions of Blackstone Valley, lottery numbers, scores. This is a semi-local here, noted on 4-9 and reported. They did not reply as at WNEF, however. At 107.1 WZFM out of Briarcliff Manor, New York, it was in briefly at 22:23, soon lost to the regular station, which is on that frequency, WOTB in Rhode Island. At 107.7 WSNJ FM out of Bridgeton, New Jersey, that was noted at on 4-1 in passing. It's only been the second time he's heard that up in Provincetown. And finally, at 107.9 WEBE in Westport, Connecticut, that was heard around 22:30 with the WEBE IDs. How about that? And if you have any FMDX you'd like to report, send it in to Ernie Cooper at the address mentioned at the beginning of Side 2. And that's a look at the FMDX Digest. Time now to take a look at the Caribbean Medium Wave DX Guide, which is edited by Mark Conley, WA1ION is his ham call sign. And we'd like to read you some of this information, and we'll continue it on next month's DX audio service. If you remember back a few issues, we did have a program with Harold Frodge, who was talking about DX, which can be heard outside the United States. And this kind of information is very valuable to those who like to DX the countries outside the U.S. border. First of all, in Anguilla, there are key frequencies of 690, 1505, and 1610. The Caribbean Beacon is a religious broadcaster. It operates parallel programming on 690 and 1610. 1610, because of its clear channel status, is heard the best. Programs are generally in English and at times when U.S. reception is likely. Interference to 690 may come from CBF and several Latin Americans. The station, by the way, on 1505 is a local broadcaster, and its signal is very weak and hard to hear in the eastern U.S. because of slop from 1500 WTOP and 1510 in Boston and also in Nashville. In the Bahamas, ZNS1 is on 1540 and is heard quite often with popular music and local ads. WPTR and, to lesser extent, KXCL are QRM obstacles to overcome. ZNS3 is on 810 in the Bahamas and is heard in the Northeast upon occasions, mostly with black adult contemporary hits. QRM to ZNS3 is from WGY, HJCY, and CJVA. Finally, in the Cayman Islands, key frequencies are 1205 and 1555. The two Cayman stations run parallel programming. Music tends to be adult contemporary. 1555 has more clout in the northeastern U.S. It seems to report 1205 more often. Both stations are fairly easy split channels throughout the United States and southern Canada. That's a look at the Caribbean Medium West DX Guide, edited by Mark Conley. And we'll have more on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. It's time now for the Sports Networks column, as edited by Barry Finkel out of Chicago, Illinois. And the Sports Networks column is something which is of very much interest to a lot of DXers, because if you know what stations are carrying what teams, obviously in the evening when you're listening to a ball game, you can get a pretty good idea what the station is just by knowing what the frequency is and hearing a particular team. On this edition, we're going to profile some of the baseball teams, starting with the Cincinnati Reds. or the Cincinnati Redlegs, as Barry Finkel calls them. Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxall are the announcers for the Cincinnati Reds, and previously when they first started up their season, I was calling them around the TV station the Cincinnati Deads. They weren't doing too well, but apparently they're kind of swinging that around now. Let's start at the bottom of the dial at 560. WJLS in Beckley, West Virginia has them on. 580 WCHS in Charleston, West Virginia. 680 WCTT in Kentucky. 700 WLW in Cincinnati, Ohio is the flagship station for the Reds. Ever so often, if a station misses a break, you might hear the WLW ID, even on an FM station, if they aren't too quick to cut it off. 910 WPFB in Middletown, Ohio has the Reds, as well as 930 WGNT in West Virginia, 990 WJEH in Ohio, 1130 WSDM in Indiana, 1150 WIMA here in Lima, and WLOC in Kentucky, 1230 WCOL in Columbus, Ohio, WIRO in Ohio, WHIR in Kentucky, also WANO in Kentucky, 1240 on the other side of the state, WHIZ in Zanesville, WHBU in Indiana, WFTM in Kentucky, and WSFC in Kentucky, all those on 1240. On 1290, WHIO in Dayton and WVOW in West Virginia. On 1300, WTKC in Kentucky. 1330, WKOV in Ohio and WMOR in Kentucky. On 1340, WIZE in Ohio, WLBC in Indiana, and WKBC in Kentucky. Also on 1340 is WMON in West Virginia and WXSE in West Virginia. On 1390, WMPO in Ohio, 1400 WCYN in Kentucky, and WBTH in West Virginia. On 1440, WMDJ in Kentucky, 1450 WVXW in Kentucky, WLKS in Kentucky, and WIKS in West Virginia. On 1490, WBEX in Ohio, WMOA in Ohio, WKBV in Indiana, and WFKY in Kentucky. Also one more, WOPI in Tennessee. Yes, a station in Tennessee does carry the Reds. 1520 WSVL in Indiana. 1530 WENG in Florida, believe it or not. Maybe that's because that's part of their training grounds down there. 1550 WCVL in Indiana and WNDI in Indiana. On 1560 WWWJ in Indiana, otherwise known as 3WJ, and WPAD in Paducah, Kentucky. 1570 WKKS in Kentucky and WSWV in Virginia. Cleveland Indians, also another Ohio team. Herb Score and Steve Lamar are the announcers for the Indians. They're flagshipped on WWWE 3WE in Cleveland, Ohio. Stations to listen for on the network are 900 WFRO in Fremont, Ohio, which, by the way, is a daytimer, 950 WLIT in Ohio, 1230 WCOL in Ohio, which, if you remember, was just one of the Cincinnati Reds stations, too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if games are played by the Cleveland Indians and the Cincinnati Reds at the same time. 1240 WBBW in Ohio, 1260 WNXT in Ohio, and WLKK in Pennsylvania, 1340 WCMI in Kentucky, 1370 WWCB in Pennsylvania, 1400 WMAN in Ohio, 1450 WLEC in Sandusky, 1490 WMRN in Ohio, 1510 WLKR in Ohio, 1540 WBCO in Ohio, and WBTC in Ohio. And finally, on 1590 WAKR in Akron, Ohio, which we heard on side one of this cassette on the Mediascope with Phil Wayne. And skipping to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Lanny Frater, I believe it is how his name is pronounced. I don't happen to be a Pirates fan, and Jim Rooker are the play-by-play men. They're heard on the flagship station of 1020 KDKA, and the stations that they're heard on are 590 WMBS in Pennsylvania, 920 WMMN in West Virginia, 1230 WTRN in Pennsylvania, 1240 WRTA in Pennsylvania, 1270 WGBC in Maryland, 1280 WKST in Pennsylvania, 1290 WOMP in Ohio, 1310 WBFD in Pennsylvania, 1340 WCVJ in Pennsylvania, and WSTV in Ohio, 1390 WKLP in West Virginia, 1400 WAMQ in Pennsylvania, and WKBI in Pennsylvania, also WPZQ in West Virginia. On 1420 WCED in Pennsylvania, 1440 WAJR in West Virginia, 1450 WEYZ in Pennsylvania, 1450 WFRA in Pennsylvania, WMAJ in Pennsylvania, 1490 WESB in Pennsylvania, 1490 WJNL Pennsylvania, and WTRL in Florida. 1590 is our final station, that's WANB in Pennsylvania. And that's a look at our Sports Networks column, which is edited by Barry Finkel out of Chicago, Illinois. And if you know of a station which is carrying a certain team, you might want to drop Barry a note and let him know about it. And, of course, we'll have more of these Sports Networks columns filtering in on future editions of the DX Audio Service. And perhaps next edition we'll take a look at perhaps the NHL and hopefully get some football teams in here for the fall. Anyways, that's our Sports Networks column for this edition of the DX Audio Service. And that just about wraps up this edition of the DX Audio Service. Before we leave, I'd like to remind you to be sure to support your club by writing to the editors, contributing material. Even if it doesn't seem really a lot, very meaningful to yourself, it means a lot to the club to get the support. So be sure to write your DX catches in to the editors of the DX Domestic DX Digest or the FM DX Digest. And, of course, let us know. Let the editors of Mediascope and the Travelog and other programs know what you feel is needed on the service, what you'd like to hear. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. Never feel that your voice does not mean anything in the club. Anytime that you have something to say, we'd like to hear about it. And if you want to get in contact with headquarters, be sure to write to Mike. Let him know what you think about the DX Audio Service. Also, this will be the last issue for some of the folks. This is the last issue in the series, a one-year subscription. So be sure to note whether or not you should renew. And we'll hope to have you back next year on the audio service. That's it. We'll see you in July with new baby and all here at the audio service. Until that time, see you later and good DX.
This is radio station WDEE in Detroit, Michigan, owned and operated by Globe Broadcasting Company. WDEE operates at 1,500 kilohertz with a daytime power of 50,000 watts and a nighttime power of 5,000 watts by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. WDEE returns to the air at 5 o'clock this morning. WDEE.